Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Uncharted territory. That's how President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, is describing Trump's impending release from Walter Reed in a few hours, days after he was admitted to the medical center for COVID-19.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home.
Conley says there's no evidence of live virus that Trump could spread to others, but he acknowledges the risks for Trump and those around him still exist. Medical experts have repeatedly said there's a lot the scientific community does not know about this contagion that has killed more than 209,000 people in the U.S. and infected millions, some of whom are still struggling to fully recover. Well, Trump's doctor declined to disclose the condition of Trump's lungs at the press conference a short time ago. But with re-election likely on his mind, Trump took to Twitter to tell followers not to let COVID-19 dominate their lives. Here's NPR's Juana Summers.
President Trump says that he is feeling really good and will continue his recovery at the White House. He claims to feel better than he did two decades ago and encourages people not to fear the coronavirus. Now, Trump's announcement that he will leave the hospital comes as more key members of his staff have tested positive for the coronavirus. That includes White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
That's NPR's Juana Summers reporting. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says he still has not been informed about the specifics of contact tracing by the White House.
I don't know what the process of the contact tracing is that's going on at the White House. In general, the CDC is very much involved with the local authorities, so I don't think it would be appropriate for me to comment about the contact tracing that's gone on around the White House because I'm not informed on it.
Fauci speaking to CNN. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says he will retire at the end of his term in 2022. Sam Dunklaw of member station WITF reports the move leaves a competitive Senate seat open in the next election cycle.
For nearly two decades, Toomey has been a reliable vote for Senate Republicans. His retirement sets the stage for a competitive Senate race in 2022, and he hopes his announcement will give Republicans ample time to regroup. In the meantime, Toomey says he'll focus on finishing out his term.
I've got 2 years left, and my intention is to work as hard as I possibly can. I will have the luxury, in a way, of not having a campaign to manage at the same time.
Democrats have been steadily gaining ground in Pennsylvania. Toomey won a tight race in 2010 and was reelected by a narrow margin in 2016 in what was then one of the most expensive Senate races ever. For NPR News, I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is NPR. The COVID-19 pandemic has hurt access to mental health services all over the world, according to a new survey by the World Health Organization. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports a pandemic has also increased the demand for these services in most places.
Of the 130 countries included in the survey, 67% reported disruptions to mental health services, including services for children, older adults, and pregnant and postpartum women. Nearly a third of the countries reported disruptions in emergency response services, like for people experiencing prolonged seizures. And while most high-income countries have turned to telemedicine or teletherapy to provide these services, that's been a lot harder for low-income nations. This is at a time when more and more people need mental health care as they mourn the death of loved ones and deal with social isolation and anxiety about the disease and the economy. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
With a surge in coronavirus cases, French authorities have placed the Paris region on maximum alert, banning festive gatherings and requiring now all bars to close, but allowing restaurants to remain open, but limited in service. Against the backdrop of record unemployment in the United States, the services sector is showing encouraging signs. The Institute for Supply Management finds that places like restaurants and department stores collectively grew in September for a fourth month in a row, a period during which businesses in the U.S. gradually reopened from a pandemic-induced shutdown. The Dow's closed up 465 points. This is NPR.